This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for March 30th, 2022. Of course, Disney CEO Bob Chapek, I don't have to tell you, has not been doing very well at his job. Since being put in charge of the Parks and Resorts division way back in 2015, he managed to anger and distance most longtime fans. I know many of you in the comments have let us know that before. But since becoming CEO, he's had several big problems. Number one, arguing with talent. You remember the Scarlett Johansson situation, what's been happening with Walt Disney Imagineering, and of course, this latest war over the Florida legislature. It's no secret that Bob Chapek has done little but bungle the opportunity he was given. And you know all of this so far. But the most interesting turn of events now is the latest hit piece that came out from The Hollywood Reporter. If you want to understand just how Chapek is perceived within the company at this point, here's an idea from that story. Quote, a cartoon hanging in the production offices of The Simpsons seems to suggest the opinion it has Bob Chapek in the in memoriam section of the Oscars show. With just 11 months left on his contract, the article speculates that Chapek may not survive within the company beyond the length of the contract. Entertainment chief Peter Rice and ex-CFO Tom Staggs apparently are the two leading candidates. You may remember Tom Staggs, who inarguably saved and strengthened the Parks and Resorts division a decade ago. They would seem to be the favorites to replace him. But this is the first story that's come out where people within the company don't seem to think Chapek's going to last. Of course, no one's sure how the board of directors feels at this point, but obviously, if you're on a board of directors, you may not want to be associated with someone that's drawing this kind of controversy and this kind of ire from the public. So we'll see what happens. But 11 months from now, Bob Chapek may be out of the Walt Disney Company. We'll see what happens. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the controversial HB 1557 bill, or the Parental Rights in Education bill, into law. And the Walt Disney Company released a statement after that saying, quote, our goal as a company is for this law to be repealed by the legislature or struck down in the courts. The full statement reads, quote, Florida's HB 1557, also known as the Don't Say Gay bill, should never have passed and should never have been signed into law. Our goal as a company is for this law to be repealed by the legislature or struck down in the courts, and we remain committed to supporting the national and state organization working to achieve that. We are dedicated to standing up for the rights and safety of the LGBTQ plus members of the Disney family, as well as the LGBTQ plus community in Florida and across the country. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis then fired back after this. This is getting crazy. So after he signed the bill into law, Disney released that statement, of course. DeSantis, who previously called the company too woke, now stated, quote, the state is governed by the interest of the state of Florida. It is not based on the demands of California corporate executives. They do not run the state. They do not control this state. If this was such an affront, why weren't they speaking up at the outset? After news broke that the Walt Disney Company donated money to all the sponsors of the bill, the company received, of course, immense criticism, which has led us to this point. Continuing off of that, Spencer Roach, a member of the Florida House of Representatives, tweeted on March 30th that he and fellow legislators had a meeting about repealing the 1967 Reedy Creek Improvement Act, which created a special district around Walt Disney World. Roach tweeted that March 29th was the second meeting discussing a repeal and, quote, if Disney wants to embrace woke ideology, it seems fitting that they should be regulated by Orange County, referencing Disney's condemnation of the Don't Say Gay bill. The 1967 Act allowed Disney to create the Reedy Creek Improvement District, the self-described purpose being to support and administer certain aspects of the economic development and tourism within district boundaries. The creation of the district means Walt Disney World and other landowners pay for local essential services like water, electricity, fire protection, and emergency medical services instead of taxpayers. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has been criticizing Disney's stance against the passed bill, and that's where all of this is coming from. This is... And I don't say this to get attention. This is probably the biggest story we've covered in the entire history of WDWNT, because if repealed, it changes everything, right? I mean, one of the big things people talk about when they talk about the creation of Walt Disney World and what Walt Disney set to achieve was the fact that there was this special governing district over this property. And it's a big part of the 50 years of development of Walt Disney World that has followed. So for that to be repealed would change so much about the future of Walt Disney World. It would be kind of crazy. I don't think it's going to happen, but the fact that it's even being talked about is pretty wild. So for those of you wondering why we're talking about politics on the show, this is why, because now it is starting to really bleed into the actual day-to-day operations in the very future of Disney World. So we are going to obviously keep an eye on this and see what happens. It is, it's kind of crazy. Walt Disney World is reportedly getting ready to bring back standard character meet and greets without physical distancing as soon as mid-April. Sources indicate guests will once again be able to hug characters sometime after Easter weekend, April 17th. For now, Walt Disney World has character sightings with characters appearing at least 6 feet away from guests. Many indoor character sightings have returned with the distancing, though some characters still only greet guests outside. However, just hours after we posted this story, the official Disney Parks TikTok account released a short video signifying that an announcement will be made tomorrow, March 31st. The video included Mickey Mouse air hugging. So soon enough, you'll be able to actually do it at Disney Parks, Disneyland, Walt Disney World, the Cruise Line, and Alani. Character hugs coming back. The official announcement coming tomorrow. Walt Disney World is launching three more 50th anniversary merchandise collections and expanding the Celebration Collection this spring. Each collection honors the history of Disney's Florida theme park through trendy new clothing items, accessories, and souvenir pieces. 50th anniversary Celebration merchandise is available through the Walt Disney World Resort, including Disney Springs. Select items will be carried at Walt Disney World Resort hotels, Disneyland Resort, and on shopdisney.com. Here's a closer look at some of the items that will be available in the Iridescent Shimmer, the Vault Orange Bird, the Vault Balloon Collection as well. This collection, inspired by the blue and gold turrets of Cinderella Castle, will include a spirit jersey, ear headband, a ball cap, and a Loungefly mini backpack. The jersey is blue and gold with gold lettering and a golden Mickey on the back. The ears and Loungefly backpack are mainly gold with blue touches and sequins. The Orange Bird ball cap will be white with orange stitching and Orange Bird in a logo on the front. The outfit appears to be a shirt and shorts patterned all over with the Orange Bird. There'll also be an Orange Bird cup with a straw. Meanwhile, this Mickey Mouse balloon print was once used to decorate shopping bags at Walt Disney World in the 70s. It'll now decorate on a spirit jersey, a Loungefly mini backpack, a bucket hat, a bottle, and more. The spirit jersey is white with a pattern of colorful Mickey balloons. The retro Walt Disney World logo and the silhouette of Florida are on the left breast. Given all that's happening, maybe Florida will be removed from it. I don't know. The back of the jersey has Walt Disney World spelled out. In teal letters, except for the D, which is pink, with the globe Mickey logo in the center. The backpack has a colorful Mickey balloon on the front pocket and otherwise features a similar print. The bucket hat has a green visor on the front. Walt Disney World is in orange on the back, and it is encircled with Mickey balloons. The water bottle features the same print as the jersey with an orange cap. I love this balloon collection and the Orange Bird collection. They look great. Disney's Neverland Delivery shared an image on Instagram of a new Madame Leota figure coming from Jim Shore. It'll be at the Disney parks this summer. Figure represents the famous scene from the Haunted Mansion with Madame Leota's head and her crystal ball sitting on a round table with candles and a book. A raven is perched on the red chair behind the table, and the chair and table sit on an ornate base. According to Disney's Neverland Delivery, the figure again should be available around June. Connections Cafe and Eatery will be opening this spring at Epcot, and Disney has shared a first look at some of the food and drinks that will be available at the Connections Eatery, which is the new fast, casual, quick-service restaurant in World Celebration. Guests will be able to witness chefs putting together meals, including creating pizza dough. Here's a preview of the menu inspired by food worldwide and also, you know, whatever was served at the Electric Umbrella. The French Bistro Burger will have caramelized onions, bacon, and brie. The Southwestern Burger will feature a roasted chipotle corn salsa and guacamole spread. There will also be a Vietnamese-inspired banh mi burger and the Greek-inspired Mediterranean burger. The Niçoise-style salad has potatoes, white and green beans, and olives drizzled with Dijon vinaigrette. And the General Tso chicken salad features broccoli slaw, red bell pepper, mandarin oranges, and crispy wontons. There'll be four pizza options available. The meatball pizza is a more classic option, but with giant meatballs instead of small pieces of sausage. The plant-based curry spice pizza is topped with carrots, potato, peas, and lime yogurt. The children's menu includes grilled chicken bao, plus classics like chicken breast nuggets in a basket, and cheeseburgers. For dessert, Connections Eatery will offer the Liege waffle, made with brioche yeast dough, stuffed with pearl sugar, and finished with some tasty toppings. Milkshakes will include the mango coconut milkshake topped with a pomegranate molasses drizzle and the apple pie gelato shake. The watermelon mint agua fresca will be an alcohol-free specialty drink, and multiple wines and draft beers will be available, as well as specialty cocktail cucumber and Thai basil cooler. Starbucks will be at the Connections Cafe attached to the eatery. The full menu and pricing can be found on our website. Meanwhile, Walt Disney Imagineer Zach Ridley shared a closer look at the mural that will adorn the walls of the Connection Cafe and Eatery when it opens this spring. The photo Ridley shared is of an Imagineer touching up a section of the mural, which is titled Global Gathering. Zach Ridley also revealed more of the Connections Cafe and Eatery flooring, his favorite, inspired by Walt Disney's original Florida project plans. That's right, you're looking at it now. This is another I'm kind of sad that it's not a pattern that crosses the entire floor. It's just like this little white section. But it is cool that there's an homage to Walt's original vision. Meanwhile, the iconic Starbucks logo has been added to the outside of the Connections Cafe and Eatery. The archway and sign were revealed when the walkway past Spaceship Earth reopened recently. But now the Starbucks logo is there on all the doorways. Guests visiting Epcot this Easter season can celebrate with the Eggstravaganza Scavenger Hunt. The Easter egg scavenger hunt will be available for a limited time starting March 31st. Some of the eggs are already in place. A scavenger hunt map will be $9.99. Similar to other Epcot hunts, guests find hidden eggs throughout the park and mark their location on the map with stickers. When they complete the hunt, they can redeem the map at Disney Traders or World Traveler for a prize, which in this case is a little plastic egg. The Caribbean-inspired outdoor kitchen La Isla Fresca at the 2022 Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival is now offering a breakfast menu, which is offered from park opening until 10:30 a.m. each day. Park currently opens around 8:30 a.m., with early entry at 8 a.m. After 10:30 a.m., the booth returns to the normal menu. The menu includes arepas with egg and cheese for $5.75, arepas with chorizo, egg, and cheese for $6.25, and dulce de leche cocoa coffee for $5. The review on our website. And, of course, reviews of every single booth at Flower and Garden are on our website as well. So if you want to know what to get before you go, check them out. The Backlot Express at Disney's Hollywood Studios has some new menu items: a Southwest salad with or without chicken, a teriyaki chicken bowl, and smoked barbecue pulled pork burger. We picked up all three for lunch, and we have a review for you also at our site at WDWNT.com. Check it out. The new Disney Vacation Club studios, currently under refurbishment at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, have been heavily marketed, and many members assumed that, like with other Walt Disney World resorts, the style of these rooms would be unique to the timeshare. But sources close to WDWNT have revealed that after completion of the current project, refurbishments will begin on the standard hotel rooms across the other buildings of the Grand Floridian in the same design. We recently got a chance to tour one of the new studios. As you can see from the photos, the new style offers a more modern take on the classic Victorian designs. The refurbishments will likely happen in stages so as not to close the resort's capacity. The changes also mean that the number of owners for the DVC at the Grand Floridian will grow, but the volume of traditional style villas will remain the same, making a more competitive booking pool if you do want actual villas and not these essentially standard guest rooms being marketed as vacation club rooms. But yes, all the rooms at the Grand Floridian will eventually look just like this. Continuing off of that story, there are rumors now that the lobby of the Grand Floridian is going to be remodeled as well to make it more contemporary, essentially doing away with the older Victorian theme for something that's quote unquote more modern. Of course, you may remember several years ago, we talked about a story when Bob Chapek took the Parks and Resorts chief job in which he walked around the hotel and was kind of unimpressed by it and thought it wasn't befitting of the flagship resort in Walt Disney World's line of resort hotels. Now they are finally getting around to that. So as they remodel the rooms, they will look to modernize the lobby. Part of that is they're not going to have any performance space remaining. So if you were expecting perhaps the Grand Floridian Society Orchestra to return, that's not happening. It was never planned to keep them. That's why their original bandstand was taken over by the Enchanted Rose Bar. And so they're going to continue off of that. So obviously the Enchanted Rose and Citricose have already been remodeled, and that will continue through the rest of the lobby, that more modern elegance, if you'd like to call it that, sort of taking away the original theme of the Grand Floridian in some ways. Obviously, I'm not happy about it. I know a lot of people have voiced their opinion on the site that they're not happy about it, but you can let us know in the comments how you feel. There is something to be said, though, for it not feeling like the flagship anymore. Like maybe some of it was allowed to age a bit, but as for like going sleek, modern, clean elegance, we're talking sort of like the Wynn Hotel in Vegas, that kind of look. I don't know if that necessarily fits in there. We'll have to wait and see what they have planned, but I know I don't really care for the interior of the Enchanted Rose, and if there's more of that, I'm not really crazy about it. After more than 2 years since its last performance, the iconic Hoop-Dee-Doo musical Revue will return to Pioneer Hall at the Fort Wilderness this summer. The announcement was made via the Disney Parks TikTok with a preview of one of the new backdrops for the show. Reservations will be available online starting May 26 for showtimes beginning June 23rd. The show has been a fixture of Walt Disney World since 1974. It's 2 hours full of Wild West dancing, singing, and zany vaudeville comedy. And in between skits, guests chow down on buckets of all-you-can-eat fried chicken, smoked barbecue pork ribs, tossed green salad, baked beans, cornbread, and strawberry shortcake, which even gets its own song. Some changes will be made to the script and the scenery of the show. They're not saying what it will be. Of course, there was a rumor that the show was either getting rid of it or more major changes were coming. But at least it seems like it will return mostly intact. We'll have to wait and see what the changes are. Disneyland Paris is increasing the prices of their annual passes and regular day tickets this week. All four annual pass types will increase in price. Here's what they're priced at currently, having last increased in November, and their new price. The Discovery was €209, now it's €229. Magic Flex was €299, it's now €319. The Magic Plus was €329, it'll now be €369. And the Infinity was $479, will now be $499. Dedicated entry is no longer communicated, but will remain available for AP Magic Plus and Infinity pass holders until further notice. Free stroller rental is no longer communicated, but also will be available for Infinity pass holders until further notice. But it seems like, I guess, eventually those will go away. One day, two-park tickets will go up from €119 to €129. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. You can also support the entire team behind the show by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Quick plug, I want to talk about something new from Carousel Products. We had a shirt representing my favorite restaurant, Sanaa. It says bread service is love, bread service is life. Get it now at carouselproducts.com. It's only $20. It's a great shirt. And with everything at Carousel Products, it is limited edition. And when they're gone, they're gone. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today, and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Welcome to News Today with Universal Parks News Today. I'm Tom Corliss. Here now the news.